This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The 2018 election promises to be contentious. Perhaps the first volley has been a string of special elections, each billed as a referendum on President Trump, and each going against the candidate antagonistic to the president and generally favoring decidedly pro-life candidates. Then just this week, Twitter rejected or censored a campaign ad by U.S. Representative Marsha Blackburn. Twitter did not like her mention of abortion specimen trafficking. Over time, cooler heads prevailed, perhaps when it became clear that she was touting her chairing of a congressional investigation as one of her credentials as candidate for the U.S. Senate. Two other incidents may be evidence of high levels of frustration among abortion advocates. Upon recognizing a group of prominent pro-life protesters, a Seattle coffee shop owner went ballistic in Seattle and put them out of his store. And with a pending vote against Ireland's pro-life Eighth Amendment not faring so well in polls, a pro-life student body president in Dublin who removed illegal pro-abortion ads from the student paper is facing recall. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
One last news note, of the 10 attempts to legalize assisted suicide in the UK, none have gone anywhere, either in courts or at Parliament. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.